talks held between the U.S. and Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian officials say U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense met Sunday night with Ukraine's president in Kyiv, but the Biden administration has not confirmed the meeting. Ukraine has been pressing the West for more powerful weapons to fight the Russian offensive. Ukrainian officials say they want a renewed stalled peace talks with Russia, but they say Russia has not upheld previous ceasefire agreements. Ukrainian parliament member Rustam Umerov.
It is tense. It is emotionally hard, but we are committed to continue political and diplomatic negotiations.
Umerov says that Russian President Putin still doesn't recognize Ukraine as an independent nation. French President Emmanuel Macron has won the runoff election, defeating far-right opponent Marine Le Pen, who conceded defeat. Macron addressed his supporters at the Eiffel Tower.
I also know full well that many people tonight voted for me not to support my ideals, but to block the far right.
As translated on France 24, projections show Macron winning the election by a narrower margin against Le Pen this time than in the 2017 election. Gasoline prices down a bit. The Lemberg survey reports they dipped 3 cents over the past 2 weeks to an average of $4.24 a gallon. Industry analyst Troby Lemberg.
The low in December was Tulsa at $3.70, and the high was San Francisco Bay Area, $5.71 for regular. Between those, Miami had $4.09, Boston $4.22, and Chicago $4.69.
Lundberg says prices will remain dependent on the crude oil market, which has been very volatile. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration is under bipartisan pressure to reverse plans for the CDC to lift Title 42 next month. The Trump-era public health order has allowed migrants to be expelled at the southern border to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says the staffing issues are another concern if Title 42 is lifted.
You know, what we're dealing in the Laredo sector and the Valley sector is that about 60% of the men and women in green are not on the field, they're not at the border, but they're actually at the border processing centers. So think about this, it's like having a school and we're only teaching with 40% of the teachers.
Critics of Title 42 have claimed the order denies migrants the right to seek asylum. In Tunisia, officials say at least 12 Africans trying to reach Europe by boat have died and 10 others are missing after four migrant boats carrying an estimated 120 people sank after setting out across the Mediterranean. The Tunisian Navy rescued 98 people out of the 120 believed to be on the boats, which officials say were on their way in hopes of reaching Italy. There's been a spike of the number of homeless deaths in Los Angeles driven by drug overdoses.
Nearly 2,000 homeless people died in Los Angeles County during the first year of the pandemic. That's a whopping 56% increase from the year before, driven mainly by drug overdoses, not the COVID-19 virus. But a report from L.A. County's Department of Public Health shows the pandemic did cut people off from mental health and substance abuse treatment after services were drastically reduced to prevent the spread of the virus. Methamphetamine was involved in the majority of deaths at 75%, roughly the same as the previous year, and authorities said the pandemic probably intensified an already growing drug and overdose problem driven by the prevalence of fentanyl. Sal Giancrasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.